Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
The national Trump campaign is coming to Atlanta, actually making their rounds around the nation right now, to rally support for the president, to also re-energize the base that's already very strong and alive and there, although from the conversations I've had throughout Georgia with respective ground troops, people on the front lines of the GOP here in the state of Georgia, and also candidates who are running, you know, the concerns that I'm hearing are pretty honest ones. They wish that the president himself knew how valuable he is to the nation and what he's already done, and that he would spend his time messaging his achievements over the loud screams of the left, because there's nothing left for them to hold on to in the way of their own ideas that will actually foster liberty and justice and prosperity for Americans. So I have the distinct pleasure of speaking with Mrs. Laura Trump, who is the senior advisor to the Trump campaign 2020. Laura Trump, welcome to the Monica Matthews Show. I appreciate you being here today.
Thank you. It's great to be on with you. I'm thrilled.
Of course. So this is right here on the eve of the Democrat debate that is here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm curious, can we expect the president to tune in, or is this a time when he might actually, you know, just take a break from Twitter and just let the Democrats eat their own for a change? And let's just focus on the good he's done. What can we expect?
Well, we should just take a step back and just let them keep digging this hole that they have started from, you know, several months back, started digging for themselves. I think that they would implode all on their own. But listen, we'll tune in. We'll see what's going on. We'll check it out. And actually, we're having a debate watch party in Marietta, Georgia, from the campaign. We're hosting that if anyone is interested, because this is going to be, it's always interesting to see, Monica, I think, what crazy stuff they're going to raise their hand for at every debate. We saw that one of the first ones, they all raised their hand to say, we want to give free health care to illegal aliens, right, and not even worry about American citizens. We'll see what they come up with this time. But the what we know we will see is some very, very far left radical ideas that would probably lead to the end of the United States of America. So we're all going to pay attention, because we cannot for 1 second stop fighting back against these folks. It would be very scary to have any of them in the White House.
Yeah, amen. So I've spoken, speaking of watch parties, and, you know, there's a lot of that going on, especially in Cobb County, where we are, you know, holding on by a thread to, you know, to attempt to keep red in Cobb County on any level at all. And so I speak with a lot of GOP leaders across the state. Many of them have expressed, quite honestly, Laura, a little bit of frustration that they feel like they are constantly having to defend the president. So what is the message of encouragement to those on state party front lines? We know the economy is strong, but they tell me that the economy isn't selling yet because, you know, the age-old attitude of, while the economic champagne is flowing, it's not as appreciated as once the economic downturn hits. And we all know eventually, post President Trump's second term, that we will likely see an economic downturn where we will look hindsight and say, God, what an amazing president. But right now, these guys are feeling like, what is the messaging from the beehive that we can hold on to and sink our teeth in as guys who are down here fighting this battle precinct to precinct?
Well, thank you for fighting, and it's so important. And listen, I always remind people, you know, especially when it comes to this president, this is not a typical situation to have someone like Donald Trump in the White House. But that's why it's so great. And you know, you might not love everything he tweets, and you might not love the way he says everything, but he is fighting for the American people. He's holding people in Congress finally accountable. The days of them promising things to their constituents around the country, getting to Washington, D.C., and then lining their own pockets and not doing anything for the American people are over under President Donald Trump. And so I always try and remind people of that. You know, he didn't need to do this job, but he's doing it because he loves this country. I always try and contrast what this president has been able to do. And you're right, whenever times are good, people generally don't appreciate them as much.
Right.
But think about, Monica, for a second. What would happen if any one of these candidates that the Democrats are running got control of the White House and this country? They're proposing socialism for the United States of America. And we don't have to look too far to see what that looks like. It's Venezuela. It is so detrimental to countries. It literally, I mean, it would end the United States as we've always known it.
Right.
Capitalism and a free market system has always reigned here, and it's the reason that we are the greatest country on the face of the planet. It's the reason that everyone wants to come here and emulate what we do here in America, because it works, and it works for everyone, and people are getting their shot at the American dream now, day by day, thanks to President Donald Trump. But truly, we have to keep fighting out there, because it is so scary to see what we are talking about on the other side. And if, you know, you think just the average market downturn is bad, think about what would happen if we implemented socialism in this country. And if you don't want to go to work tomorrow, then that's no big deal, because we'll all pitch in and we'll pay for you. We'll subsidize your life. People, I don't think, have fully grasped how dangerous that is to this country.
Right.
But I always try and make sure that I enforce how bad that would be and how that would impact everyone in this country. And it impacts actually people in middle and lower class socioeconomic levels much more than people in, you know, that have a lot of money, because the people that got a lot of money are going to leave.
Right.
They don't want to stay around for this. And then who's left holding the bag? It's the rest of the American people. So, you know, I understand that we're all fighting out there every day. We want to encourage everybody, keep fighting. Thank you for supporting the president, and keep it up out there.
Yeah. Well, I know one of your target audiences is going to be suburban women. And reports show that the president has over 10,000 suburban women, big donors, and many more small contributors that are not tallied at a $200 and under rate. He ranks fifth in donations from women overall at $15.1 million, just under Senator Bernie Sanders. 28% of Trump's itemized contributions were from women in 2016, 2020 shaping up to be around 35%. All of this, and yet the narrative is still that women suburban voters are still hesitant about sharing their open support for the president. And if women are the community builders, Laura, you're a mother twice over. For now, you're a wife. You are out here building the nation state by state through your efforts with Trump 2020. So you're a community builder. You get it. But what if these women are not confident enough to proudly align with a president who has brought them so many economic reasons to celebrate? How are you going to reach them?
Well, I think we are reaching them, and you're right. I actually think that it is harder to be an outspoken Trump supporter now than it even was in 2016, because the media has been masterful with the way that they have vilified Trump supporters, anyone that aligns himself with this president in any way. Unless you push back full force against him, they say that they'll throw every name at the book at you. So I get why it's hard for people to do that, but that's why we at the campaign started our Women for Trump Coalition, and we have events all across the country. We want to make women aware that it is okay. This is a president that was elected by the people, and it is okay to get out there and support him. It's okay to post on social media. It's okay to talk to your, you know, kids, the parents at your kids' school or your neighbors or your friends. And what I think ultimately happens, and people tell me this all the time, is the second that they even allude to the fact that they support this president, it's like everybody else opens up and they're like, oh my gosh, so do I. I'm so glad I can talk to you about this. There are so many people out there, including women, that support Donald Trump. So listen, with our Women for Trump Coalition, we're hoping to encourage people Now is the time. If you've been quiet over the past 2.5 years, mm-hmm. I get it. Now is the time you got to come out guns blazing. You've got to get out there and say that you support this president because, again, it is so important to the future of this country, for the future for our children. You're right. I have 2 kids now, and as important as it was for Donald Trump to be elected in 2016, it's even more important to me to make sure he's reelected because I want this country set up great for my kids, too,
yeah.
And I want to leave something for them that works for them. So that's really, you know, our general strategy. And, you know, the reality is we're smart. Women are smart.
Yeah.
We don't need to be told who we should vote for. We don't need to be, you don't need to hold our hand to show us the issues. We feel it in our pockets every day, too. We get it.
Right.
So I think that women are tuned in, even though the media will miss them again in 2020 like they did in 2016. And you're right. Our donations actually tell a much different tale than what you'll hear out there in the polling.
Absolutely.
The support from women for this president is very, very real.
Wonderful. So lastly, in closing, what could, do you think that this the impeachment hearings will rally support for the president? I know this is continuing on for this week, but I'm curious, what is the campaign standpoint on that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, this is such a clown show that we see happening in Washington, D.C. It's actually kind of sad. You almost feel sorry for the Democrats because they're so desperate to find any way to fight back against this president. And I don't know, if I were on their team, I would be feeling the same way. You see the numbers he gets at the rallies, the people that come out for him. Every single rally, people are lining up 2 days in advance, and we're packing stadiums and arenas full of tens of thousands of people, and there are thousands outside that never get in.
Mm-hmm.
I would be terrified to run against that, to run against his track record of accomplishments, promises made and promises kept by this president. So that's why we see this happening in Washington, D.C. Listen, Monica, if you tune in and you can even stay awake for it because it's so boring, they're desperately trying to move the goalposts every 2 seconds. Well, now it's bribery that we're going to try and impeach him on. It's so bad. But our strategy is the same. Our strategy at the campaign is we're running on what this president has done for this country, his accomplishments, and the real way that he is changing this country for the better for the American people. So we'll let them continue to implode on the Democrat side, keep digging their hole deeper.
Right.
And you know what? Whenever they come out on the other side and wonder what happened to their party, we'll still be here and we'll have 4 more years of Donald Trump.
Laura Trump, you're amazing. Senior advisor to Trump 2020. Thank you for all you're doing. Congratulations on your second baby. Thank you for bringing us another beautiful soul into the world.
Aww. Thanks, Monica.
Have a good day. Okay, so something that I really want to leave you with today is encouragement as female voters. Okay, as a female, as I said in this interview, we are community builders. That's what we do. We build our homes. We build our churches. We build our boardrooms. We build our bedrooms. We build a lot of things in this life. For the life of me, I cannot understand why a female would cower to anyone regarding anything at all. That's not who we are. That's not our spirit. That is not how God wired us. And if you did understand, just like Mrs. Trump just stated, if you understood exactly what was at stake regarding the nation, your children, my children, our grandchildren, generations to come, if you understood the seriousness, part of our problem is that we've allowed the mocking to take over where common sense and where actual issues are concerned, and they are serious. We do have a Venezuelan government in the making on the left. That is an absolute truism. You cannot deny it. All you have to do is tune in and watch the Democrat debate, and you will see that that is exactly what the plan is for your country. This is your country. These are your babies. These are your husbands getting up and going to work. This is you getting up and going to work. You didn't sit through 4 years of college to be told that everything should be free and your tax dollars should go to pay for someone else who doesn't feel like being a part of a capitalistic society. Ladies, it's time to pull your panties up. It is time to get to work. Your children need you. Quit complaining and bitching about the men and women in Congress who are not representing you, and get out and represent your own communities. If you can't stand for the president on Facebook, why do you show up to vote? We don't have time for this level of weakness, and that's not who you are. So quit cowering. Quit cowering to narratives that are predicated upon lies. Quit allowing an entire party to devour the decency and the order and the lives of your children, the innocence of your children, beginning with your pocketbooks and with entertainment and other avenues of nefariousness that the left chooses to perpetuate their madness through. Okay, now, something I noticed about Laura Trump was that not only does she have amazing biceps because she's a triathlete, like I think every woman in the Trump family is just like this amazing pedigreed specimen of holy crap womanness. I'm just telling you, Ivanka is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in person in my life, not gonna lie. Okay, but the other thing Laura has is beautiful hair. I'm not sure if she uses Ovation hair therapy, but I do, and I have beautiful hair. So I want to encourage you to go to ovationhair.com. 20% off site-wide, code word Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A. You too. No matter what kind of hair you have, take the hair test. It takes 2 minutes of your time. Take the hair test, and they will send you the products that are great for your hair, whether it's curly, straight, dry, whatever it is. They've got the products for you. Right now, they have a sale of over $140 value for $59.95 for a Christmas gift set for you ladies and for men as well. You can find that at ovationhair.com. 20% off site-wide. Code word Monica. All right, guys, you can find me on Monica On Air Talk on Twitter. Never boring. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm always in the swamp, in the throes of it, fighting for you, loving on you, sharing positive and very real conversations. Okay? Get out, rock your votes, rock your people, rock your communities. Support the president. Get the word out early. There's my totally partisan message for the day. MonicaMatthews.com. Sign up for my newsletters. You can also hit me up with Dear Monica letters at Monica@MonicaMatthews.com. I love you. Be good to others, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.